And Bing's guest, Robert Taylor. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few days, it'll be George Washington's birthday.
Yeah, if it's George Washington's birthday, what's that Christmas tree doing over there on stage?
Bing, look, that's not a Christmas tree. That's a cherry tree.
Well, don't look now, Ken, but the cherries are all lit up.
But, speaking of George Washington, Bing...
Which you just did.
Please, don't interrupt here. I think it's very interesting to say.
Okay.
I know for an absolute fact that Washington did throw a silver dollar across Potomac River.
Well, I didn't know about that, Ken. Where'd you get this information?
From Al Jolson.
Jolson? How would he know?
He was on the opposite bank of the river with a catcher's mitt.
Well, I'll have to see that dollar.
Don't worry, Joe. He still got it.
And you ain't gonna get it to me.
No, you're right.
Yes, sir. If you'll excuse me, the Red Mares and I would like to do a tune that's enjoying a healthy revival.
Pretty Baby.
Back in the 20s, Joe Fisher used to dance to this tune. Maybe this rendition will put Joe back on the hoop. John Scott, are you ready? Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? We'll cuddle all the time. All I want to love, and baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine. If you don't mind.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Ben. I don't have anything to say about Kelso today. I'd better just let it go.
Well, then let both of us go. Say something. Don't you have something to say?
Well, sure, I have plenty to say, but I can't.
But come over here. This is your spot to spout. Come on. Fill the air now with Kelsoism.
No, look, I repeat, Mr. Steele, there's nothing I can say.
Oh, Ken, I know for a fact there are several brand new Kelso radios and video phonographs coming up. Stop fooling over them.
But Ben, those new models are simply cheapest.
Yes. Well, I should live to see the announcer keeping the commercial a secret.
This is a really thing, but maybe you don't understand they're not in all the stores yet.
Well, even if they aren't in all the stores yet, folks should be interested in hearing about them. Come on, Todd, now, Jim.
Well, Bing, I can't let anybody in on one secret.
I'm all yours.
I can tell you about a sensation you felt already at home again after an extra atom of trust. Lots of weapons.
Have you laughed when I say I'm all yours again?
I think I'm going to start over.
Yeah, I'll give you an Thank you. Well, even if they aren't all in disguise yet, folks will be interested in hearing about them. Come on, give up, Sharp.
I can't let everybody in on one secret. I can tell you about a sensational new filter or radio phonograph with an extra added attraction, lots of record storage space in the cabin. That's a real bonus for you record fans, but it's only the beginning of the story on this fine new filter. Wait till you hear it at your dealer. On radio or records, its tone is but terrific. Super smooth filter automatic record changer, too. Talk about pretty babies, its mahogany cabin is a real eyesore. And the price? Now, just check your Philco dealer. You'll be getting this great new Philco combination any day now, and your own eyes and ears will tell you it's a sensational value for your money. The newest thing in radio phonograph from Philco, the leader.
One of the big ballads of this winter is Ballerina. I hope you'll enjoy John Scott's copy of beautiful background. Dance, ballerina, dance. Do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance for fun. Oh, ballerina, world. Just ignore the threat. That you go. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you feel the show. Once you say his love must wait a turn, you are the same instead. I guess that's your concern. You live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. Go on with your career, you can't afford a background. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go, so ballerina dance. Go on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As long as you go, so ballerina dance. The piano run was by Betty Cole. Because we feel it's high time that our social festivals were invested with some good-looking masculine and people relieve the monotony of such nondescript characters as we have around here, like Carpenter and Trotter and myself. We have fetched up tonight one of our town's best-looking leading men. Our guest room this evening harbors a lad named Robert Taylor. Take a bend, Bob. The other day, just by way of making small talk, I was flipping through a copy of Photoplay magazine to see what's going on here in Chicago, and I read that you were born in Nebraska.
That's right, Ben. Good old Philly, Nebraska.
Philly, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I've been in Nebraska, but I don't seem to recall a town by the name of Philly.
Yeah. Well, Ben, it's about 9 miles west of Crab Orchard.
Crab Orchard, where's that?
Well, that's about 30 miles southeast of Beaver Crossing.
Oh, Beaver Crossing.
Yeah, and that's about 10 miles northwest of Mayberry.
Well, Bob, just where is Philly in relation to Omaha?
Omaha?
Yeah.
Where's that?
We're going to start this thing over. Say, Bob, the other day I read in the paper where you were born in New York City.
Oh, that's a lie. I was born in Philly, Nebraska.
Here we go again. What's the population?
174. Of course, the town will be mobbed the day of the big game.
What big game?
I don't know. I haven't had one yet.
Yeah. You get a baseball team, you know what I'll do for you. I'll get the Pittsburgh Pirates to come down there and play. Make the difference.
Well, Ben, I'll tell you, Philly doesn't have a baseball team. You know, baseballs are made out of horse hide.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, Philly's a one-horse town. We're not going to kill the horse just to play baseball.
Oh. The ball easily. Remember those horses I used to race?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're on the National League now.
I heard about that new slow ball they have.
You're Bob Taylor, not Bob Hope. Please, you're beginning to sound a little like old Parsons.
That reminds me, Bing, I've got a business proposition to you.
Please, Bob, my brother Everett, and he's on my business.
Well, this concerns Bob Hope.
Hope's brother Jack handles all his business.
No wonder I don't have a radio program. I haven't got a brother.
Well, you can have mine.
I can't afford him.
Neither can I.
Hey, what's this deal that you want to
play my way? Well, to make a long story...
We haven't got much of a script here. Just go on. I rather went to Las Vegas and lost their joke.
Ben, last night I saw the Road to Rio.
That was outstanding, didn't you think?
Yes. Well, what I'm getting at, Ben, is I'm tired of making serious pictures. Why am I letting you make one of those road efforts for you?
Isn't that
fine?
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we do about those?
I understand that Paramount's going to retire. I hope that's all. He's getting along.
Well, I'm no Mickey Rooney in this film.
He's getting old, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't show on him. No, Bob, I don't think Paramount's ready to retire Hope yet. In fact, I heard they just had his deal reactivated. The goodness of the town people have a standing order to keep this boy in shape. Tell you one thing, Bob. If you in the picture instead of Hope, we'd get the kind of people into the theater we've never had before.
What do you mean?
Women. I know something. I'd like to do a picture with you. I really would, but I know that with you in there, I'd never get to do it.
I'll tell you what, man. If you let me make a road picture of you, I'll see to it if you get Dorothy to move it.
Thanks, Nick. That's not a square deal. I was. But, Bob, how are we going to get rid of Hope? Ben, get around here. I think I swear to... What do you... How are we going to get rid of Hope?
Oh, Hope, he's simple.
I don't know, but how are we going to get rid of it?
Another royal wedding, and then he rushes over there to crash it, and he's got to make a picture.
I don't know, Bob. I got a certain life. Hope didn't crash Princess Elizabeth's wedding. He was invited.
In fact, what did he do to him?
He was a flower girl. Well, I understand he's got quite a figure, waddling down the aisle, picking his teeth with a rose.
What do you say, Ben? Do they make the picture?
It's not an idea, Bob. Do you think you can handle the kind of stuff that Hope does?
They've been practicing all day. Is that simple?
No, I wouldn't. Don't let that stop you. Wouldn't stop Hope.
Okay, music, please, John Scott.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob broadcasting from the LaBella Township Dog and Cat Hospital, Taylor. For you guys and girls, if you want your teeth to say Roger, well told, then brush them twice a day with a brand new fill coat.
Hi-ya!
What do you think, huh?
I must admit you do a pretty fair job with that whole person. All the real pictures in the Bible books are musical. You see?
No, but back home in Philly, I used to play with a harmonic.
Oh, the Philly harmonic, huh? What did you play?
Good fellow. I don't know if it's a fellow on a road trip. If you're going to wind up with Lamour, I got to have something to hide.
You know, a fellow with a sarong might be better than Lamour. I don't know. You have to play Thanks for the Memory. After all, you're doing Hope's side.
The only thing I know is a glowworm.
The glowworm, huh? I tell you, just your cello, Bob. I'll teach you Thanks for the Memory. I'll teach you two in 2 seconds.
Thanks for the compliment.
It goes like this, roughly.
It'll be rougher.
It'll be a smash. Here's the way it goes. Thanks for the Memory.
Yeah,
might be fine. I forgot to remind people. Oh, wait a minute. I'm just to say that I'm a musician, too. I'll join in maybe on the instrument that I studied when I was a kid.
Well, let's go.
A two, a three, and a hit it. Be great, but there's one very important thing I must tell you.
It's awful.
Not me, not me. If you take Hope's part, you'll have to take the Hope attitude and tell me all the time. Mm-hmm. Besides that, you have to run down my clothes, my hair, the tie, mm-hmm. everything. You have to criticize my singing, my acting. You really got to kick me around.
Okay, skinhead, here's an adrenaline. Pick up those baggy bloomers and I take the road,
Toad. Now, water your mascara.
Now, wait a minute. Yes, wait a minute.
Call me, pretty boy.
Listen, if we're going to be hooked, this is only the beginning.
Okay, happy hip.
Let's have a road picture. What is it? Yes, all we need is a map. That's the picture, Mr. Carpenter.
Road to the Congo.
Starring Davy Satchel Creek, Cosby.
And Bob.
Picture, stick it on.
Romantic land in the world.
He's more big, California. This is a road trip. We'll just stop there, grab some clams, and move on. On to the African Congo,
where we find our
two intrepid soldiers of fortune hacking their way through the jungle
in search of big game.
Well, here we are in the jungle of Africa. You've always got me on a wild goose chase.
What are you talking about? We always got 50 wild geese.
You hadn't proposed
to that girl in Altoona. How do I know she's going to say yes? And quit your griping, Wavy Lock.
Okay, not again.
By the way, what's the plot of this picture? How are we going to strike it rich? The famous white elephant with the black tusk is in this area. When that elephant dies, we'll be millionaires.
Never even met that animal.
How do we know he'll die and leave his money to us?
Don't you understand me, on eyes? Watch it, Lord. If we can grab that elephant's ivory, we'll make a fortune selling it to piano manufacturers. There's a big shortage of black keys back home.
Hold on, Saggy. I think I hear some native drums.
Maybe they can lead us to the black test.
Yeah, come on, Jim. Head
way to your tugboat.
Hey, Bob, did you bring along the box of trinkets to say to the natives?
Yep, here's one of the trinkets right here.
That's nothing but a canteen of water.
Well, trinket.
That's Hope's material.
Hey, look out. There's an alligator in front of us.
That's no alligator. That's just another one.
It's an alligator.
It's a log.
I say it's an alligator.
Well, I'll say it's a log. I'll show you. Hold my left hand while I reach out and tickle it. It's an alligator.
I told you so, man.
Call me Lefty.
This place is infested with animals.
Man.
How do you
do, ladies and gentlemen?
This is Bob Coast Guard
Hope. Hey, hold it,
Ben.
I think I see an elephant way over there in the tent.
You got a black skeleton.
Hey, look, there's a whole herd of elephants.
He's got natives coming toward us.
Welcome, stranger.
Lord DeRio, how are you?
Me, Madman Munch. Use elephant dealer.
Yeah, you're just a man that can help us, man. We're looking for a very special animal, a white elephant with a black tusk.
Oh, what's my elephant? Oh, you no get him.
That animal is very personal property of Her
Highness the Blonde Princess of Jungle.
The Blonde Princess? What's her name?
You ever hear of Tarzana?
Sure.
Her name is Encino.
Hey, she sounds like something we ought to investigate. Where do I find her?
Where do we find her?
We just find you.
Yeah, get a load of that.
What's the matter, boys? Your whistle stuck?
Excuse me, Princess, but we haven't seen a girl in so long, but we've almost forgotten what they look like.
Do I refresh your memory?
Refresh it? You refuel it.
Say, you're cute. What's your name?
Bob Taylor. This is my friend, Gabby Hayes.
Hey!
Ducks, I'm not bashful. I always climb trees when it comes to girls.
Well, come down to me. Let me get a good look at you.
Okay, there I am. What do you think?
So I'm back up.
Hey, Princess, we understand that you're the owner of the famous pink elephant with the black tusk. We'd like to make a deal with you.
A deal?
Yeah, we got to have that elephant.
Okay, well, I'll make a deal. I'll trade my elephant to one of you fellows.
It's a deal, honey. Can you grab the elephant and head for the state?
Just a minute. You take the puppy down, John.
I'll beat it. Scram. Get lost. Blow, will you?
Just a minute, Taylor. You promised you'd always get the girl.
Well, I changed my mind. I want it.
Why, you dirty double sucker. How can you be such a heel?
It's easy. I'm supposed to be Hope.
Silly. Now, scram out of the Congo, bud.
Oh, no. Oh, bunga, bunga, bunga. I'm gonna leave the Congo.
Oh, yeah, yes, you will. Bingo, bango, princess, I'm supposed to get the princess. Why don't you know?
Don't want no hairy buzzes hanging around me, grabbing my date.
Listen, lover boy. Don't climb a coconut tree and cuddle up his eyes and make. Oh,
thank you.
Thanks very much, Bob.
As I as good as hoping how you were better, and I want to tell you something else. It's a pleasure working with someone that lets me get up to the microphone.
Hey, Bing, what are we going to do about the blonde princess?
Talk to town, coin for her later. Meanwhile, I got to do a song.
Well, make it a long one, will you? I'm going to talk to the
phone. No, you don't. You stand right here now. Stand by. Don't go away.
Get loosened up and don't be so cozy with your commercials.
I hate to keep on playing mysterious moles for all this thing, but they do think I already offended you. I said, just arriving at the Silco dealers now. I know it's only a teaser to tell you the Patone style and performance. These 1948 Silcos are the most sensational new values in radios. But we have to hold our fire till we're sure you can walk into your Silco dealers and check up with your own eyes and ears on their tone and performance. Believe us when you do, you'll get an eyeful as well as an earful. Meanwhile, keep your eye on your own Silco dealer. Don't see him now. Maybe he'll beat us to the punch and be able to show you those sensational Silco radio phonographs before we get a chance to tell you about them. And don't forget, in back of every radio Silco makes are all of the sources of the world's largest radio manufacturer, research laboratories, quality materials, radio know-how, plus the capacity of the world's longest radio production line. Once again, you'll find it all pays off the most for your radio money. The outstanding new values at your dealer today from Silco, famous for quality the world over.
Plush box, I shall now reach for my Cavanaugh snap brim and hit my favorite road, the road home. First, I'd like to thank Bob Taylor and his cello for joining us tonight.
Don't mention a thing, the cello, that is.
Oh, the grand, Bob.
By the way, do you mind if I make Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer very happy by mentioning my latest picture?
Oh, The High Wall. Really gripping drama, Bob. By all means, let's give it a big plug.
Oh, thanks. Who's your guest for next week, Bing?
Next week? Happy news. Miss Peggy Lee is going to stop in, and we're doing the second edition of the Flop Parade. We've got some great tunes, some real clunks, some fine melodic crullers we are going to unveil here next week. And we're also expecting Rudolph Smohopper, our elusive guest.
Well, good. I'll be listening.
Good night, Bob. Good night, folks. And thanks.
This
program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythmaires, Bing's guest, Peggy Lee, and your all-time flop parade. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.